Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, My Job Depends on Ag. Meet the people who grow your food and promote agriculture all over the country. www.myjobdependsonag.com. So my last recipe for you this week, and I hope everybody's had a lot of fun learning how to work with Brussels sprouts and really appreciating how much real flavor a Brussels sprout can take. And they really can take a lot of flavor. And it's amazing how we could transform something that most would perceive as being bitter or something that they don't want to eat, because we all grew up just eating boiled Brussels sprouts. But with these unique combinations and flavors, I hope it changes your repertoire and inspires you a little bit to go out and buy some Brussels sprouts and to keep supporting one of my favorite vegetables. So our last recipe is Brussels sprout vegetable fajitas. Let's get started. The very first thing I need to do is I need 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil. This is going to go into a large saute pan or skillet. Now, the reason why I like doing this in the large pans is I want everything to be able to cook and have a certain amount of time to cook as well. And when you put them in a small pan, everything is all condensed and crunched up together. And though it still cooks, it doesn't cook as accurately or as consistent as if it would if we did it in a bigger pan. So this is an awesome recipe. 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 2 cups of Brussels sprouts that I want to have quartered. So we want to take our Brussels sprout, we want to cut the Brussels sprout down the middle once and down the middle twice, giving us 4 individual little pieces, or we call them in the culinary world quartering, which means we get 4 cuts out of 1 Brussels sprout. And with 2 cups, that's a lot to feed a lot of people, but I promise you, everyone's going to love this. I need 1/2 onion that's going to be julienne, and this is going to all be on very, very high heat. So this is now a very quick cooking process. Salt and pepper, always to taste, because we never know. Everybody has a different level of salt and pepper that they like. So I like to do salt and pepper, always to taste. 1 jalapeno that's going to be diced very, very small. 1 tablespoon of fresh garlic. Now, remember, when you're doing the fresh garlic, we want to make sure the garlic is always minced, because if it's not minced, it'll be way too much. And we want to make sure that that garlic flavor is dispersed throughout all of our dish. 1 cup of baby bella mushrooms. And I want to make sure the baby bella mushrooms, if you want to slice them, you can. I prefer quartering them. If we're going to quarter our Brussels sprouts, quarter the mushrooms as well. 2 tablespoons of Cajun powder seasoning. 2 tablespoons of tequila, and I put top for top shelf. 3 tablespoons of butter cold that we're going to melt as well. And what I'm going to do is we're going to saute all of this really, really fast. We're going to add in our tequila. We're going to turn off the heat, let the alcohol dissipate, and then add in our cold butter and make a nice butter sauce. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.